Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
That's right. You hear the sounder. Start, Bench, Cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. It's all football today, baby. It's all football tomorrow. It's all football Thursday. And you better believe it's all Chiefs on Friday. Sorry. Welcome to it.
Woo.
Welcome to the real world.
I don't think anybody's complaining about that. We've been waiting all season long, baby.
Somebody asked on the text line, is it fixed? Yes, for now. The boss came in, fixed it. So we'll see how long it stays up. It'll probably get, you know, shut down again tomorrow morning. But we start off number one challenge for the Chiefs this year. Start, Bench, Cut them. Bills, Bengals, Ravens.
I'm going to start the Bills. I think they're the number one team right now competing with the Chiefs. I'm going to bench Baltimore, and then I'm going to cut Cincinnati. Jury's still out on that defense, man. I got to see that defense in action before I'm willing to say that Joe Burrow can carry his team like Patrick Mahomes did when his defense stunk out loud.
Did you not see that All-American stud, All-Pro defensive tackle they got over the weekend and Mike Pinnell?
He's helping the practice squad.
How long until he takes a shot as a Cincinnati Bengal at the Kansas City Chiefs? We're going to find out how quickly he's no longer a fan of the Chiefs Kingdom.
Don't blame him. They let him go, man. You got to move on. I don't give a rip that he does that. He should be doing that. They told him he was no good anymore.
Drew is pumped.
It's a nice sign.
I feel like that doesn't fit the Fesco narrative. I don't believe that. Because when somebody, like, that he does, he should be mad that he doesn't care if he says something bad.
He should be mad.
Okay. I'll just stop talking then.
Well, no, finish your subject. I mean, the guy got cut. Why should he have love for the Chiefs?
It's not what I said. So we'll go here. Bills, Cincy, Baltimore. Mac, who you start, bench, cut?
I will start Baltimore because of the roster. I'll bench the Bills really close, really close. Could go either way. And then Cincy, get him out of here. Not close.
Yeah, I'm going to start Cincinnati. They got the MVP quarterback this year. They've got the best wide receiver in the game. They got hunger. They got desire. They played all their starters in the preseason. They're ready to go. I'm going to bench Baltimore. I think they have an electric defense. I think they have one of the most talented quarterbacks we've ever seen play the position. When you look at arm, leg, speed, talent, vision, they're there. I think this is the year that the Bills take a step back. I don't know why I'm saying that. I don't know if I actually believe myself saying that. I know that Josh Allen is there. But again, like, offensively, yeah, Cook's their running back. They're bringing back Khalil Shakir, obviously a good wide receiver for them as well. And
Keon Coleman, they're excited. Keon Coleman's second year. Yeah,
we'll see if that happens.
We'll see.
Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox, neither one really have lived up to their expectations.
No.
We are moving more and more into those guys' career where they were supposed to be that sort of wave of the NFL future where you have a tight end as a big option. We've seen them get drafted big in the past. But give me Cincinnati. Give me Baltimore, and then give me the Bills and start bench cut. We move on to the AFC West quarterbacks in this league. I know they could all get cut if you're really into it, but Herbert, Geno, Bo Nix, who are your three, and then start bench cut in that order of fear or that you like the most in this division?
Starting Nix, I don't know what to do with the other two.
I'm going to start Herbert. I'm going to bench Geno, and I'm going to cut Bo Nix.
I think I'm going to bench Geno, too, and cut Herbert.
Okay.
Yeah.
So exact opposite orders for us.
I'm going to cut Bo Nix because of a sophomore slump. I haven't seen it yet. If he proves me wrong, I'll apologize.
Yeah, exactly.
But until he shows me that he can do it the next year, then we'll see what happens. I'm going to start Justin Herbert because I've seen enough of it in the regular season.
Do you feel that way about Jaden Daniels too?
Yeah, I do. I think Jaden Daniels needs to show me some of that stuff.
Who's the other sophomore quarterbacks we got? Because it is a big year for those.
Michael Penix, Drake May.
Is Penix considered a sophomore?
I mean, they put the trust in his hand in week eight.
Yeah.
Started like 4, 5, 6 games. Yeah.
I think that he has a longer leash, makes sense. I don't know how that makes sense in a leash that hasn't really existed. But yeah, Jaden Daniels. Because look, C.J. Stroud humbled me in this sort of thing. C.J. Stroud came out as a rookie. Mm-hmm. He had one of the best rookie years we've ever seen. And then the very next year, it was like kind of fell off a little bit. Kind of took a step back. Now, again, he lost Tank Dell in that Chiefs game, which was a gruesome injury. Still has Nico Collins this year. Christian Kirk, a deep sleeper in fantasy football drafts. If you need a guy that's like a second wide receiver option, he's a sleeper. But I have questions about Bo Nix. I have questions about Daniels. I have questions about
Caleb Williams
as well. Talk about a guy that's got a big sophomore slate coming up for himself. A
lot of guys. Yep.
Could you make the case, though, it is his rookie year all over again?
With how many head coaches and offensive coordinators?
I know. I mean, it sucks, dude. Third offensive coordinator, third head coach, third system in 3 years.
No doubt. But yeah, I think I would start Herbert. I would bench Geno and cut Bo Nix because I've seen these guys in the league before. Now, again, Geno's in Vegas with Pete Carroll in a new offense, in a new system, but apparently he flips off fans, and it's kind of cool when he did that. We go on to rookies this year. Start, bench, cut, Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter.
I'm going to start Abdul Carter. Easier to have an impact as a defensive player than it is as an offensive player because you're relying on somebody else to get you the football and do all that kind of stuff. So I'll start Carter. I will bench Hunter, then I'll cut Ward because, I mean, you know, Hunter's going to play both ways. And so Ward doesn't have a lot of buzz around him, even though I think he's going to be good. I saw somebody pick Tennessee to win the division this year.
There we go.
Oh, wait, it was the AI robot on Good Morning Football. That's who picked him to win the division.
I think Dustman's had some Titans, some hot Titans takes. I don't know if you picked him to win, but
right. You're
up there.
Yeah, they're my winner of the South.
Okay, they are. Okay.
Yeah, Jags and Cohen, I don't know yet, but I trust that he can do it with Trevor Lawrence. He was like the sleeper quarterback late in the rounds because – he changed Geno. He changed Baker Mayfield. I guess you could say that a little bit to give Liam Cohen some credit. Even though Bob calling Willy Wonka, which is probably one of the best clones I've ever seen in my life when he did the Duval thing.
Unbelievable. Oh.
I mean, I don't know what he was on. A whole lot of something. But, yeah, I think that the Tennessee Titans, right, it's a hot take. You got to make bold takes in the beginning of the season.
Sure.
Who can be that surprise team? Why not play a last place schedule? Why not have a talented kid coming out of Miami and wherever else he went and played college for all those years he was there? I think Cam Ward's got the full arsenal when it comes to the rookie quarterback. Not going to have a tough schedule. You play in a terrible division.
Nobody's even noticing him playing. He's going to fly under the radar. And by like week 9, we'll notice the guy.
Well, you and I stood next to each other during the draft. And we're like, everybody knows that Cam Ward got drafted 1 overall. And you're like, no, they don't. And that's kind of the best blessing in disguise
you
can have.
Fantastic. I don't know that there's ever been a better situation as a quarterback to come into the NFL as the number 1 overall pick than what Cam Ward has. He has no expectation. He has no pressure. He has nobody even knowing that he's there. He doesn't even have a head coach. I don't even know who that guy is. And like this guy's got carte blanche to just go out there and actually do something that we don't give athletes the opportunity to do. Learn. Get better. Fail miserably, maybe. Yep. Learn from your failure. See what he can do. Like Cam Ward, man, what a great way to enter into the NFL. Zero pressure at all on this guy.
And maybe I'm wrong with this, but I don't think there was a whole lot of pressure on Daniels last year getting the Heisman. He won the Heisman, got drafted by Washington, and it was like Caleb Williams. And then you created your own, right? The Hail Mary kind of put him up there. Like that was like the play where it was like, this guy might actually be pretty good. And then you started looking at the numbers. Cam Ward could do the same exact thing. Who had Washington being where they were at last year with a rookie quarterback? Now, again, more pieces around him with McLaurin and you know, their options they had in that offensive system with Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler as well. But now Cam Ward, right? Cal Ridley's out there.
It's a bad division.
Terrible division.
But you know, just looking at the opportunities that he has in front of him, you know, you were talking about Washington. Nobody's picking them this year. There is going to be a team that nobody's talking about that if I say the name right now, you'll laugh at me, and then they'll end up being in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, well, you knew that was going to happen. Like, somebody picked the Giants to make it into the postseason. I don't know that I'm ready to go to that
schedule's too
yet.
Hard.
The schedule is very hard for the Giants.
It's the one thing.
But they're very intriguing. They are very intriguing to be that pick. You know, Tennessee could potentially be that pick, kind of an intriguing pick in a weak division. That's kind of what you have to look at. Like, Washington
Panthers,
may take a step back. Philadelphia, for all intents and purposes, could take a step back. We'll learn more about Nick Sirianni over the next year than we will about any player on the Philadelphia Eagles team based on how they come out. You know, you look around this division right now, the worst team is arguably the Raiders. They have a Hall of Fame Super Bowl winning head coach on their sidelines right now. Who knows what could potentially happen there? I mean, we've seen stranger things happen in this league. There is a team right now who we will all roll our eyes at and laugh at that somehow will end up in the playoffs because that's the way the league works every damn year.
We'll squeeze two more in here real quick. Location football, since the Chiefs play in Brazil, start, bench, cut, Brazil, London, Germany.
I'm going to start London because I've been there. Germany second because I'd like to go there, and Brazil because I've never thought about going there.
Yeah, same.
I think I go Germany, London, Brazil.
Brazil. Yeah, that's fair.
Not a whole lot of interest to go to Brazil, but Germany and London would be amazing. And then last, we go to surprise team in the AFC. Pats, Jags, Pittsburgh.
Cut Pittsburgh, bench Jags, start the Patriots.
Surprise in a good way or a bad way?
Well, in a good way.
In a good way?
Yeah.
Then I'll start Pittsburgh, or start the Patriots, bench Pittsburgh, cut the Jags.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.